Hey, this is Chris Johnson. You know what I really enjoy? I enjoy those moments. Those weird fucking moments that you might experience at work or with other people that you almost always fucking remember. And you think back, you're like, dude, you remember that fucking time this fucking happened? And you remember nothing else about the day. You just remember that specific event. It could be something that just fucking happened, like just some weird thing that somebody said that you've always fucking remembered. Or it could be like, you know, an hour or two or whatever the fuck, but it's always fucking stuck with you. That shit used to happen in fucking radio all the time because it was just a goofy fucking job. All this fucking goofy bullshit happened when I was working at the radio station. I don't know if it was just like the way the job was fucking set up or because we're always taking fucking phone calls or because we got all these dickheads bopping in and out of the fucking studio, people going through tours and shit. But like, there's a lot of just weird fucking moments that would happen in radio. And one that I've always fucking remembered had to happen maybe 2006, 2007, 2008-ish maybe. Actually, no, not 2008. I was full-time then. So like, this shit was over. So it had to be like 06, 07 because I was still working nights. I wasn't on my fucking full-time 5 a.m. to fucking noon shit. So back in the day, before the radio station that I worked at just fucking cut everything and is just a goddamn shell of itself, where fucking nobody works, a goddamn ghost town, we used to actually have like fucking 24-hour news station, people fucking in the building all the time. At least one person in the goddamn building. We had a fucking overnight guy. We had fucking newsroom people there all the time. We had live talk shows till fucking 10 at night before they cut all that bullshit. And I was working the fucking 7 to 10 talk show. I was screening phone calls. Screening phone calls, kind of a shitty gig. You talk to a lot of fucking dickheads, but you have some fucking laughs. And fucking old Dobson Breath was the host of that show. I was working with fucking Sully, so it was a good time. It was a good fucking crew. A lot of times, if you had a good crew, there was like this weird conversation that kind of went through the entire show. You'd shoot the shit before the show, and then the fucking show would start. And, you know, you're screening calls, you're fucking working, you're setting up bits, whatever the fuck, talking about the fucking news. And then you'd go to break, and like during the breaks, you'd fucking pick up the conversation again and keep shooting the shit about whatever the fuck. And I remember fucking Dobson Breath's in there, and old D's like, he's like, hey, you know those fucking movie stations? This is before streaming, right? Streaming's not around yet. You know, like an HBO or a Cinemax or some shit. You know how like you watch a fucking movie on that, and then like once it gets to like 11 o'clock or midnight, 1 in the morning or whatever, they start playing like not quite porn movies, but kind of porn movies. Skinemax, remember that shit? That's what they fucking used to call it. Cinemax After Dark. Whatever dumb bullshit phrasing that they used, but it was basically like softcore porn. And I remember him saying, he's like, so I'm watching this movie. It was one of those porns where like, it was based on like a real movie title. He's like, you want to know the fucking name of the movie that came on last night? Jurassic Fuck. And this bullshit right up my fucking alley. I fucking love Jurassic Fuck. I mean, I haven't seen Jurassic Fuck. I just like the name Jurassic Fuck. We all start fucking laughing and start thinking of like movie titles of like, you know, porn that are based on legitimate films. So we start dicking around and I found a fucking site. I will tell you this site. It still fucking exists. I've never forgotten the site. It's funnytitles.com. I don't give a shit if these fucking titles are real or not. They're fucking awesome. All that matters is that they're awesome. So we just start like throwing these titles back and forth. Like Soros to Rump, Schindler's Fist, White Man Can't Hump, Pulp Friction, How Stella Got Her Tube Packed. I could fucking go all goddamn day. You know how many fucking awesome titles are here? I could spend the entire fucking cast and enjoy myself just reading a fucking list of these. Batman in Robin? Womb Raider? Are you shitting me? I gotta put my fucking phone down because I will just read the rest of the fucking list. So the three of us during a break are around this computer monitor just chuckling like a bunch of fucking grade school children. Bunch of chuckling assholes at these goddamn movie titles. And then a reporter walked in the room. He's like, hey guys, what are you doing? I was like, hey man, take a look at this shit. We're looking up fucking movie titles of porns that are based on real titles. And he's like, what? He fucking comes behind us, leans over, and he takes a look and sees like Throbin Hood, Prince of Beeves, and he's like, oh God. And he just fucking took off. He left the room. He was grossed out by it. He couldn't even handle the title of the film. We're not watching the fucking films in there. I'm not watching Ocean's 11 Inches right now. We're just talking about it. He was so fucking disgusted by it. He reacted as if like the three of us were naked, jerking each other off, watching porn in the fucking control room when he walked in. He wasn't amused by any of it. He didn't think the fucking titles were funny. He didn't think our fucking bullshit was funny. But you know what I thought was funny? That he hated it. That just fucking added to it. That added to the fucking ridiculousness of the situation. Because here, I'm already laughing my balls off at work at these goddamn titles. We can't wait to fucking tell each other this shit every goddamn break. Then we got a guy in here so fucking grossed out that he can't even look me in the eye anymore. Buddy, we're not watching Saturday Night Beaver in here. We're just talking about how hilarious that is. You don't like fucking porn movie puns? I thought everybody did. How is that bullshit not funny? And listen, if you don't think it's funny, I don't give a fuck. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear how you don't think those fucking titles are hilarious, because you're fucking wrong. I can't tell you what happened before that incident on that day. I can't tell you what happened afterwards. I can't tell you what the show was about. But I specifically remember the three of us dickheads talking about that all fucking night. And I remember it fucking 18 years later. Fuck, 18 years later? Goddamn. It's a long time ago, but it's still funny. It's still funny to me today. I can't tell you. Dude, I fucking love it. Spankenstein? Come on now. Legally Boned? Come on. All right. I'm not going to read anymore. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays after I fucking tear through the rest of these as new podcast episodes come out. Podbean is the host of the cast. Every single episode is there. But I'm also on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio, Pandora, wherever the fuck you want, really. On my Twitter at JohnsonHateYou. I am on Facebook. This is going to be right in my Facebook timeline for you. And what the fuck else? Instagram. Oh, yeah. Photos. All that hot shit. Instagram, maybe the number 5 minutes.